Hey folks, I'm Belgast of the AgriChat podcast. What is our podcast, you ask? Well, the idea is really simple. Get a bunch of friends together, hit record, and see what happens. If that sounds interesting to you, you should totally check us out. We're a proud member of the Gaming and Entertainment Network at tgenetwork.net.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Cat Context Podcast. Why are you laughing? I just started. What? That was my serious podcasting voice, and you're already laughing.
Yes, it was your serious podcasting voice. So I was thinking, you know what would be hilarious? Is if Ellie would just go fart noise.
I like how you put that on me.
Well, you've got a deeper voice. It would make a way better fart noise.
That is a very close analyzing of the situation. Okay.
I'm just going to be like, episode 69.
No. No, we've moved on from that. This, however, is not episode 69. This is episode 72. And this will be out on Wednesday, April 8th, 2015.
Are you actually going to use this?
Yeah, I'm going to use this. Yeah, you made this bed intro and now you're going to lay in it.
That doesn't even make sense.
No, okay, look. It's been a long weekend. We're recording today on Easter Sunday. Hoppy Easter.
Hoppy everybody. Easter. I hope you wow. had an excellent day.
You can quit the job, but the job can't quit you. That's extraordinary.
You know, I got to say, the Final Fantasy XIV is doing their Easter event right now, and the puns in that are excellent. Like, the achievement for finishing it is Eggspialidocious.
Are they excellent?
They are excellent. They are. Or Gloria in Egg Celsius. So even I have to be like hat tip to you guys. Those are amazing puns. Along with the show, if you haven't noticed yet, my two co-hosts are here.
Uh-huh.
Causing trouble again. It's Aerolade and Elindril. Arrow, how's your weekend been?
It's awesome. Thanks.
Okay. Show's over. Wrap it up. That's it.
I don't want to talk about how my weekend actually was because it involves the fact that my youngest daughter is super car sick. So let's just move on.
Oh, no.
That sounds messy. Ellie, how was your weekend?
Less barfy, but only slightly. My baby got to meet another baby that's like the same age as him, and that was pretty cool. And then we saw that other baby's older brother who is 2, and he looked gigantic.
Just you wait till he can start saying no. Judging by my little niece, that is a monumental occurrence.
He did learn how to say no about the bottle, which is to spit it out and whatever milk is in his mouth goes everywhere.
Yeah, they do that too.
This food displeases me.
Yeah, it's exactly like that.
We're talking about a few different things today. Arrow has been playing the Dragon Age Inquisition DLC, which I am eager to hear all about. And Ellie and I have been playing crappy phone games, which I'm sure everyone else is just incredibly eager to hear about. So we'll be talking about all that. But let's talk about Dragon Age first, Arrow. So tell us all about the DLC.
Okay, so the DLC, it's the standard BioWare pricing. So it's $15 for, I guess they say it's between 8 and 10 hours, depending on how painstakingly you go through things. On the scale of like Mass Effect DLCs, because they had so many, I would say it's not as good as Citadel, but it's not like shitty either. It's really, really beautiful. And there's a whole lot of really great banter and character development and a lot of really interesting backstory. It's like the Avar all about the Avar who are the, that's the Chastened and where Morrigan is from. And they're kind of Nordic killing death machines, really. But it doesn't have any bearing on the real plot, but I don't care because it's really pretty.
Oh, that's not bad for $15.
Yeah, no, not at all. Depending on how painstakingly you pick every elf root or whatever. I mean, if you want to pick all the elf root in the world, then it's probably going to be closer to 12 hours.
And I do. I do want to pick all the elf root in the world. Yeah.
There's new awesome crafting. There's new weapons and armor schematics. But the most important thing, absolutely the most important thing, is Skyhold now has a tint armor table. So, ooh. Like, I started this playthrough, it's like my third playthrough at this point, hacking it into God mode because I was tired of everyone in Silverite and Dragonscale. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Everyone was in Silverite and Dragonscale, and you have to turn off helmets because everyone has to wear a helmet and they're all ugly, so you don't get to see Cole's hat or Vivian's hat, and they're really important.
They are important.
Yeah, so I was running it in God mode because my Inquisitor looked amazing in Deepstalker Hide, and Deepstalker Hide sucks. So, but now you don't have to do that anymore. You can put them in Silverite and Dragonscale and then tint it whatever color you want. Like, I've got Cassandra all in Navarite because haha, so meta, and also she looks great in pink.
No idea what you're talking about, but that's cool.
That's fine. The metal is called Navarite, and it's got a pink tint, and she's from Navara. That's why, there's the joke. Play this fucking game, Ellie!
Yes, seriously, Ellie, this is like getting to be a personal problem.
It's really
like,
not.
Come on.
It is.
I have a laptop in the living room that can run Dragon Age now. I just haven't done it because it's still on its game.
It came out in November, and even I've finished it by now, so it's really just getting embarrassing. Era, when do you like, when does this DLC kick in? Is it like after game? Is it mid game?
It's level 20. Okay. So there isn't much dialogue for certain particular companions. Because why would they have written that dialogue for certain particular companions? It's really funny because a lot of people were complaining because Sarah has the most dialogue. And it's like, you know, people I know to remove from my friends list. Because if you don't like Sarah, we can't be friends. We can't be friends. Because she's hilarious.
I don't want to say anything now. Like, I've been set up here.
You have to be able to appreciate Sarah. All of the companions in this game are so great. And by great, I mean they're horrible people. Because they're people. That's the thing. They all have flaws. And I find it, I don't want to say gross, but yeah, it's kind of gross. The way people get on particular characters, like Vivian, who is the best example of people just hate her. Absolutely hate her, but they hate her for the same things that they love Dorian and Solas for.
No, I think you're right. I think I have seen some cases of people talking about Sarah or Vivian and you know, the complaints they have, you get a bit of the side eye.
Because it's because the things they complain about are things that other characters do, but those other characters are hot dudes or hot gay dudes or, except Blackwell, fuck that guy.
Oh my god, right? Yeah.
There are some people who really like him, not like just appreciate how well written he is for what he is, but there are people who really like him for himself. What the fuck? Did you even play this game? Obviously they were playing with the dude Inquisitor, is what I think happened there.
The point where, you know, the shit got real with Blackwall, and I never spoke to him or had him in my party again after that point that we all know that happened in the story.
Yeah, see, what's funny is I don't know which part you mean. Do you mean the part where you say one nice thing to him and suddenly he's in your room saying that you're in love forever and he wants to sleep with you? Because that's what happened to me. And I was playing a Qunari Inquisitor who was like, whoa, dude, step off. I just said that I thought you did a good job.
He does seem a little desperate for human companionship.
Or Qunari companionship, as the case may be. And I appreciate that, because there are some people who were actually like that, and that's fine. But what was really funny is that in that, I don't know if you had this same situation, but in that situation where he shows up totally unannounced in your room, because everyone else you romance, it actually says, you will start a romance with such and such when you click the thing, does not do that for Blackwall. Every compliment has a heart. Through every dialogue, even if it's not actually a romance. If you're saying something nice to someone, it has a heart, so you don't think it leads straight to the sex. But no, with Blackwall, hi, way to put the pointy end into the other man. Congratulations on holding your sword right. Let's have the sex! And when you tell him, no, you do not want the sex, you need to go away, you get a Blackwall greatly approves, because he hates himself. And he wants you to hate him too, but hopefully after the sex.
He's a very complicated character, it's
basically
true.
Basically what I'm saying is Blackwall is way too close to an actual human dude for me. Anyway, Vivian, amazing. Also, benefit of God mode is that your party composition doesn't matter at all in any way. So you take all three mages with you, and it's spectacular. It is the best banter I have ever gotten this side of Tali and Garrus in the elevator in Mass Effect 1. It's all they do the entire time, just constantly snipe at each other. Totally passive-aggressive, elegant, courtly, amazing, and by the way, fuck you in the face. It's awesome. Highly recommend it.
That'd be really cool, because I played a warrior, and so I never got to have Cassandra and Iron Bull in my party, and I really wanted both of them in my party.
I want someone to hack the cheat engine table so you can take everyone with you all the time forever. Except Blackwall.
Except Blackwall. All you guys come with me. Oh, not so fast, Blackwall.
He's totally Zoidberg.
Back to the stables with you.
That's where you belong.
Yeah, no, that'd be great. And then everyone could just like hang out and talk to each other all the time. I was thinking earlier today that they did properly add some closure to this. They learned from their Mass Effect 3 experience. And like, you know, there's a number of different occasions where you just have everyone all hanging out and you get to talk to them. And then there's a whole big thing at the end, which this is no spoilers, but where you get to kind of spend a little time and talk to everybody and one last time. And
after the end, it's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I appreciated that they created these really cool characters, and then they actually gave us the opportunity to have a little closure and a little bit of that at the end of it. So thanks for listening, BioWare.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
The only problem is this most recent patch with the DLC. Basically, the DLC came out at exactly the right time for me, because I've got the plot on hold because the patch broke all of the mods. So I would have to go to the Orlesian court palace in the regular standard vanilla uniforms, and that shit is not happening.
You've paused your game because of poor uniform decisions.
And I appreciate the uniform aesthetic. I mean, I'm totally behind the fact that the Inquisition needs to show up in uniform. That's fine. I have no problem with that. Why? Why did they choose nutcracker colors for everyone? Everyone looks terrible in this. Leliana looks terrible in this. And that, I mean, even Josephine, who should have the right coloring for wearing browns. In fact, her default model wears yellows and golds and browns. Looks horrible in this uniform. Why would you do this? And Solas is wearing a ridiculous feathered hat. What? Why?
These are important questions.
And I mean, if you take Vivian, even she is wearing... No, there is no way Vivian would ever go anywhere in Orlais in that uniform. She would not leave the house in that uniform.
Look, you make a good point.
PSLE, play this fucking game.
Then we don't have to talk about the hats. We could talk about the plot and other things.
And yeah. I would super like to talk about the plot. So many things. Like, from the beginning... It's right there. It's right there. You're just not looking. The whole plot is right there. From the first second of the game. You see this when you play through it for the third and fourth time, because there are too many amazing people to have fake sex with. Except Blackwall. Fuck you, Blackwall.
Yeah, that's right.
Go muck out my nug, Blackwall. That's what you deserve.
Wow. All right. No, I'm not going to disagree. It is kind of what he deserves. Yeah. So it sounds like you're having a good time.
I am having a big time. The DLC is great. I don't know. I mean, it feels a little expensive because it's not very long and it's not what I want. I mean, you know what I wanted. It's what everyone wanted, and they haven't written that yet, and they need to write it. And I wish I had a camera so that you could see the emphasis that I'm doing in front of the screen, because we need the next game, like, now. Even a novelization. Come on, Gator, get on that.
He left. He's not doing Dragon Age anymore.
Wait, what? But they, oh, what? Oh, no.
Yeah.
Did he leave notes? Because there was some shit that I need some answers on.
You are going to have to track him down. He is no longer on the Dragon Age team. He has decided to try something. He's still with BioWare, but he's going to try something different.
He better have left some motherfucking notes.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree with you. Although, honestly, I mean, the end...
Because there's 90% that's like, wait, what?
There's a lot of wait, what at the end. And I had to go kind of read online what actually happened because I didn't understand. And I'm still not sure I understand.
And I play the game so I can tell her what happened.
I want to play this game. I'm not, I'll get to it.
Look, you only need like 90 or 100 hours of time to go through it.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
That's all.
All right.
Yeah, that's it. Done. No problem.
It's, I mean, it's not, I know what you're thinking, like Origins, where there was all this time spent running around, oh my god, and you have to go back to Orzammar and go back through the deep roads. There's nothing like that here. Well, I mean, there is, but it's not really. When I say that, I mean the hinterlands. But the game, everyone who says bad things about this game, all of them got stuck in the hinterlands because it's a BioWare game, so you think you have to do everything, so you get stuck there for hours and hours and hours, and it's really boring. But no, like the game even tells you, get out of the hinterlands. You can come back later.
Yeah, that's the number. Like, if you anytime I talked to someone who wasn't having a good time with this game, I'd be like, "Are you still in the hinterlands?" They'd be like, "Yes," and that inevitably was the problem. And I did that too. I was doing the hinterlands until I was just like, it felt like drudgery, and I was like, "Wait, let's go somewhere else."
Because all that stuff in the Hinterlands, other than like the beginning stuff, is like level 8 and level 12, and it's like, oh my god, go grind bears and die horribly over and over and over again so you can get to level 12 and finish up the. No, level 4, leave the Hinterlands. It tells you in big letters, there's a giant pop-up, leave the Hinterlands, go here instead.
That, yeah, no, that's true. That was, but I mean, to a certain extent, yeah, they perhaps should have made that clearer, or making the hinterlands like the first zone, and it's so huge and so in depth that I can see how people kind of got caught up in that.
Well, and I mean, a lot of the things in the game tell you to leave, but we've been trained so well by this same studio in this same kind of game. Once you leave, you can never come back.
You always finish the area before you go on.
Exactly, but
Right.
not here.
So what do you think? Is Mass Effect 4 going to be like the same engine, only we're like in space?
I'm okay with that as long as we don't have to wear Nutcracker uniforms.
Jump button in Mass Effect. I don't know if we're ready for that.
Oh man, yeah. Jumping
Space
and rolling.
jumping.
Well, there was sort of jumping. There was vaulting over things.
That's not jumping.
Yeah.
That's just hold down the button and run.
Not the same as trying to painstakingly inch your way up the mountain because you didn't notice 20 yards to the left there was an actual path.
Oh, I did do so much in Dragon Age. So much. I'd be like, no, I'm just going to get up here. Just,
I did that a lot in
and yeah.
Rift and like other MMOs too. And like that there's probably something cool up there, or at least I can take a screenshot.
Or there are little quest markers that say, here, go up here. And you'd climb up the mountain, and then you get to the top of the mountain, you look, and oh, look, there's a lighted path right there.
Like
Yeah.
use all the environmental, glitches and stuff to stand on when you jump up and
And also, the best thing in Dragon Age is you, like, your characters, the AI will path them behind you, and sometimes they'll end up higher on the mountain, so you switch to them, and
Oh,
then you inch your
nice.
way up the mountain that way.
I've done that. Oh yeah.
Or if you fall off when you're trying to climb something, but you see that someone else is still up there, switch it back. Oh yeah.
You die from falling?
Think you can. There is falling damage in the game, as I recall.
Yes, there is falling damage on the game. Again, playing in God mode right now, so I don't care.
I speaking of falling damage, I learned something important in Final Fantasy 14, which is that you can fall off anything and you won't get below one health.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes, so now I just like hurl myself off the top of everything.
They have like a million invisible walls though, and that makes me super sad.
There's what?
There's like invisible walls all over the place. Like
Oh yeah.
in the main town. I don't know if it's the actual main town, but it's the town I started in. It's like
That's one of three.
yeah, it's like I just like
Four.
always want to jump down to the lower level and they won't fucking let me. I have to go
No, because it's a different zone.
find my way
You're in Limps of Limits,
around.
aren't you?
Yeah, I don't know where the fuck anything is. Like
Have you tried reading your map?
Yeah, and the map is the worst fucking map ever. I swear to God, that map is like,
Is. Limps of Limits is worse than the Undercity. Or Vanilla Orgrimmar. Oh my god.
No, Vanilla Orgrimmar, you only had to find your way around once, and that was fine. And if you looked at the map, it sort of showed you. But like this, like if you look at the map and then you zoom out like one little click too much, like all you have is like four zones with like fancy pictures and like a word, and then you can't read it because it's all scripted and stylized. And you're like, where the fuck am I? Where am I supposed to go? And there's a dot like somewhere on the other side of the world, and you're like, I don't know what that means.
So you're having fun with Final Fantasy, is what you're saying?
I actually really like Final Fantasy. It's very good. But it's totally like I'm struggling because it's very MMOE.
Okay.
It is an MMO, yes.
It's just like WoW, but with a different skin.
Okay.
I disagree.
Have you gotten any crafting yet?
I haven't gotten any crafting. I haven't, like, done any of the switching shit. I realize.
Just wait until you get to crafting.
That's fine. But, like, it takes me a while to get there because I don't play it that often. And
yeah,
like,
whatever.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, well, part of not knowing what you're doing is part of the fun.
Oh, it is. And it's very pretty. It's really pretty. It is very pretty. And I'm an adorable, adorable waffle.
Yes.
A waffle?
I don't really think it's that much like WoW.
I mean, maybe it's my class. I'm playing a Marauder, and a Marauder, I, like, press the button, and then I wait for the cooldown, and I press the next button.
No, it's all the combat is like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the combat is like that. To me, it doesn't entirely come across as a WoW-like anyway, and maybe it's just because I happen to be particularly enamored with it.
I think I can see that in the beginning levels a lot, because all the beginning levels are fetch quests, delivery quests,
yeah,
kill 10 rats.
That's totally where I'm at.
But then once you get up to level 10 and you can start switching classes and you can get into crafting and you get deeper into your personal story and
how do you,
all that kind
how
of stuff.
How do you do the switching classes? I haven't figured that out at all. Because I want to try the mage thing. I'm level 12 or 13 or something.
You have to get to a certain point in your personal story in your intro class.
Oh, okay.
And then it will allow you to go talk to the other guild leaders and they will make you level 1 of that class.
Okay.
And then you switch by switching your primary weapon.
Right. That part I know. And I have like a whole set of shit because like that's what you do. Also the inventory is super weird. Like I can't tell what I have and what's new half the time. And there's, like, little dots on everything. Is that the dye color?
Yes, that is dye color. It took me a while to figure that out. At first, I thought that was supposed to indicate quality level, and I'm like, is, like, light green better or worse quality than dark
green?
And what's the brown?
Like, I don't get it.
It's like... Yeah, exactly. No, that is the dye color, so you can see how it looks.
I just have to do, I mean, I'm sort of like, I just did, like, the stuff for the, like, pirate farmers. I don't know.
Pirate farmers are pretty hilarious.
Yeah, they're pretty awesome. I don't know. Like, now there's, like... It just totally got Final Fantasy on me. Right? Like...
Yeah.
I was wandering around, and then, like, some cat lady came up to me with, like, some crazy goggles, and then, like, a giant floating crystal in the sky started talking to me. And I was like, well, I understand. I'm playing Final Fantasy now. It's like...
Yep.
So... I think I'm finally getting into it in terms of story, like, you know, storyline, but I'm super slow, so.
For what it's worth, it did take me a little while to get into it, like, for the my first class, for those first few levels, and kind of, you really need to get into the story, and once the story kind of opens up and everything from there, it's one of the few MMOs where I actually will read the quest text, because it's really well written, and the stories are charming. And I love the fact that it has a sense of humor. Like, I always expect Final Fantasy to be kind of, like, dour and serious business. But then, like, all the characters are kind of wacky, and there's puns, and it's pretty entertaining.
I think that is characteristic of Final Fantasy in general, that, like, it's very serious, but not at the same time. Like, that there's always that kind of stuff going on, so...
Yeah, yeah. But... I'm having fun. I'm, like, level 43 now, so almost to 50.
That's cool. Is, like, class. June or something? Is that when the expansion is?
June, yeah.
All right, maybe I'll be, like, 20 by then.
you got time to level up enough to at least try the new classes when they come out.
Yeah, no, I want to. I want to try the casters out. I'm also playing on PlayStation, which is super awkward a lot. Like, I'm playing on PS3 a lot, and it's, like, hard to interact with people, so that part's different.
Like people, or, like, NPCs?
No, like, people. Yeah, no, there's no, chatting or anything. I gotta, like, type it in with a fucking terrible on-screen keyboard and directional
arrows. Oh, that's weird.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting, because they have all those, like, pre-made
They do, and
phrases.
You can do that stuff, and it's it would be... Like, I could get by... Right, in a party situation. But if I actually want to, like, ask, like, hey, what the fuck is happening here? Like, what does this little dot of color mean? I have to, like, painstakingly type it in on the, like, shitty, like, on-screen keyboard that nobody's found a better version of in 25 years.
Yeah, no, I can imagine how that would be frustrating and makes you sound like, you know, you have to talk through, like, a dictionary computer.
Well, Steam did. Yeah. Steam did a really good on-screen keyboard. Like, their big picture mode has this, like, Lotus thing that works really well with the controller, and nobody else has picked it up. Or that I actually found that Killzone had that. Like, the original Killzone had that same kind of thing, and then, like, nobody used it, and then Steam used it, and now I think there's, like, fights about it. Maybe that's why nobody has used it since.
Maybe that's it, yeah. Yeah, I think for some reason console users are just supposed to be like wearing headphones or something. I don't know.
Well, but even if I was wearing headphones, I'd have to like use this shitty in-game chat to talk to the people that are on PC that aren't going to use the shitty in-game chat. They're all going to be on Mumble or typing.
That's a good point. Yeah. I watched a bunch of playthrough of the Final Fantasy XV, the demo, and that looks kind of fun, but it's weird because you have, like, the modern setting, so, I don't know, they pull up at a gas station and there's, like, a trailer there, but there's also, like, a behemoth in the background, and it's a really strange merge of the two kind of worlds. But it looks like fun. I mean, it looks like Final Fantasy, except, like, people are wearing blue jeans and driving cars.
I mean, that's fair. Do we know when it comes out?
Probably not till 2016.
And probably PS4.
Yeah. Look, judging by the graphics, it'll have to be PS4. I think it looks good.
It's not out until 2016, seriously?
I think they said end of 2015, but most people who know what's up say don't expect it till 2016.
Huh.
And there still has been no word on the late, great Silent Hills.
Yeah.
I'm so sad about that. I was so looking forward to that. I'm like, finally, horror is going to be done correctly in a modern video game. And now it will probably just go on, like, forever beyond those lists of great games that were never made.
See, I don't understand that, though, because they had, like, Norman Reedus under contract, right? And, like, assumedly recorded dialogue and everything already.
I would assume so.
Yeah.
He was there, you know, they digitized his face, so, you know, clearly he's done something. I know, and now it looks like it's never going to happen, thanks to the whole Konami Hideo Kojima split.
What happened besides? I mean, I know that happened, but did they?
I think that is what happened. He left, or is leaving, or imminently leaving Konami, and Konami owns the Silent Hill franchise.
Did he just decide to leave? He's like, it's time for me to go somewhere else.
I think
it's not a Jeremy Clarkson situation.
No one's really said exactly what the deal was, but the PR speak is that they are parting ways for whatever highly professional reasons. Okay. Did you guys hear they're making a movie of Ready Player One?
I did hear that. Steven Spielberg is signed on.
Yeah.
Maybe directing, maybe not. And then the people that I heard about from were like, he does super good job in like weird dystopian futures. Remember AI? And I was like, I do remember AI, and fuck the Steven Spielberg part of AI. AI was awesome because Stanley Kubrick was, like, the fucking man. And then it was like, oh, now is the cutover when Steven Spielberg got his hands on this movie, and it became shit.
You know what would have been great? If someone would release a Blu-ray of AI where it ends at the Ferris wheel? The part where it should have been over? Yeah. That would have been perfect. It would have been soul-destroying.
Okay, Ellie, you've been playing mobile games. What have you been playing?
It's not important.
You're that ashamed?
No, I've actually been playing Pocket Mine 2. And it's like you dig and dig and dig into caverns, and then, I don't know, you just like click the button, and then your guy like digs, and then your pick explodes, and there's bombs and treasures and shit. It's pretty awesome. And then they have energy, so then you like are like, oh, maybe I should pay for some more energy, and then I didn't, but you could. And then there's like gear and loadouts and fancy hats and all the like, yeah, see, Lior, there's hats,
you say.
I do say. You can get like a hat with stats that looks like a cat sitting on your head, or or a bird's nest.
So what is the purpose of this game? You tap and you dig in a mine?
That's exactly right. And then you get gems and you get money, and then you buy cards that make your bombs explode more, and then you find more artifacts, and then you combine them, and then that gives you more cards or more gear. And you go deeper in the mine every time. And it goes on forever and ever. And ever.
So it's a dungeon crawler on your phone.
No, there's no bad guys. It's like Dig Dug. Like, you just go straight down. Except Dig Dug had bad guys. And strategy.
It's like Dig Dug, but without the strategy.
That's amazing.
Great. Wow, that must get your fingers moving when you tap to mine things?
I don't know. I can play it one-handed while I'm carrying the baby in the other hand because the baby won't fucking fall asleep.
Okay, well, that was fun. I've been playing a mobile game, too. We're just going to pass on, you know, over Ellie's game here.
You should totally try it because you can be on my friends list and then we can trade artifacts.
Really? Like in Dragon Coins? Fuck you guys.
I totally played Dragon Coins for a while and then...
Yeah, I gotta say, I played Dragon Coins for quite a while.
You played Dragon Coins before it was cool.
You went, like, off the fucking deep end with Dragon Coins, though. I can't, like, I can't be responsible for that. Isn't there a new, like, to combine Final Fantasy and mobile games? Isn't there a new Final Fantasy
yes,
thing?
Yes, and that's what I've been
oh,
playing.
Oh, really? Sweet.
Oh, boy.
I've been playing Final Fantasy Record Keeper, which is the mobile Final Fantasy thing, and it encompasses pretty much everything you know and love about mobile games, like energy that you can run out of, and combining items to make better items, and lockboxes that might give you magic things. But the whole setting for this is that for some strange reason, you're like a tiny wizard boy at some sort of Moogle wizard castle.
I mean, it's Final Fantasy, so obviously.
Yeah. And the records are being...
Are they being kept, perhaps?
I think they're not being kept, and you have to keep them.
Exactly. That's exactly it. So you need to go back. And the hook is that you go back to settings from all of the games... and then you go, and it's just, there's no actual, like, moving around like the games, it's just the fights, so, you know, it's the same kind of thing, ATB bars, and summons, and limit breaks, and all the same kind of thing. But you can get people from those games to be in your party, and they do more damage, so, like, if you have Cloud in your party, and you go back to a Final Fantasy VII record, then he does extra damage, so you can kind of mix and match people up, or if you get the Buster Sword, then it will be more effective in the Final Fantasy VII records and stuff, and, I mean, it's the same kind of setup as any kind of mobile game, but it's set in the Final Fantasy world in a Moogle Cosmic Koopa every so often, so I'm cool with that.
I'm so glad that you're playing that. Is there any, like, friends list shit? Because I was totally going to download that today.
We can be friends! We'll totally be friends!
Oh my god, you guys suck.
Whatever, Arrow, you're totally going to play with us.
Shut up! I'm going to play. What's going to happen is I'm going to hold out, and I'm going to play, like, right when you guys decide that you're not going to play anymore. And then
I played for, like, 2 months before you quit.
Whatever.
Okay, in our defense, we did play a lot of Dragon Coins before we stopped, like, while you were there. Yeah, I burned through a lot of my battery on Dragon Coins. A lot. So, yeah, I've been playing Final Fantasy Record Keeper. It's pretty fun. If you like the Final Fantasy lore, it's a good time. It doesn't introduce anything shocking and new to the mobile genre, but it does what it does well, and it is with characters that you love, so.
My problem with Square mobile games, though, is remember the vampire game?
Yes.
Yeah, see, that's the thing.
It's still installed, Bud Maskwe.
Doesn't matter, it won't work.
Oh, no.
And it will never work.
Really?
Because whoever Square contracts out to do their games, they hard code things in the software so that when directory structures change, say, on an OS update, games don't work anymore. And then they'll never update them. They have said this specifically, never going to update that game. Not feeling it. So, I am afraid to get hooked on this not Dragon Coins. And then there's an OS update, and I can never play it again. I miss my vampire, alright? That was a stupid, stupid game, but it was really fun.
That seems like poor... Yeah, okay. That does seem a little bit off. I would agree with that. But this is the Final Fantasy brand, so maybe they'll look after it better.
Yeah, we'll see.
And the other thing I've been dabbling with, because I've been doing a lot of lying on the couch watching TV, which means mobile games, is I went back to the classic that Dragon Coins is based off of, which is Puzzles and Dragons.
No, why would you do that?
I am bored.
Well, that's valid, but Puzzle and Dragons is, like, really? Aren't they, like, Zynga level yes. aggressive with your cash?
They're like the number one grossing game company in the world or some bullshit like that.
It's
crazy,
huge.
Crazy time. You can buy plushies and stuff. I tried to get somebody a plushie for Secret Santa and it was really hard.
What is it, like a Beanie Baby? What the hell?
Well, I think they're like not official or something. I don't know. I was like deep in the Japanese or Korean, like Asian internet trying to like figure out how to buy one of these things and ship it to myself. And then I gave up because I thought I would probably lose all of my credit cards.
That was probably smart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, of course, I'm just playing it like super duper duper casually, so I don't level up that much. So it's still pretty easy. But my understanding is once you get higher into it, there's a lot more of the grind to it. All I know is the thread about it on the Something Awful game forums is like 400 pages long or something, and any game that needs 400 pages of discussion has got to be complicated.
There was a ton of optimization. Yeah, I played Puzzles and Dragon for a little while, maybe like first when it first came out a couple years ago, and then I walked away.
Yeah, I can see that. I really just sort of doubt if I had my choice, I would definitely stick with Final Fantasy Record Keeper.
We were trying to find Talon, a game that was WoW Pet Battles but mobile.
I have one that I played. I happened to get a beta key through MMORPG.com, and the one I have is for the PC version, but it's originally a mobile game, and I was playing it, and I'm like, holy crap, this is like Pokemon, and it is called Moonrise.
Moonrise? All right, cool.
Moonrise. And it is basically Pokemon / WoW Pet Battles for mobile stuff. And I played it for a couple hours on my PC, and it was actually pretty fun. I mean, it's definitely supposed to be a mobile game, so it's not terribly full-featured on the PC, but did exactly what you would think it would do. You have your various types of monsters, and they battle each other, and you build your little...
Is there, like, collecting and stuff? Because that was, like, totally the part you wanted. And
yes,
like,
there is.
I am surprised that there is not, like, a Pokemon.
Well,
like,
so that's specifically because Nintendo has not done and refused to do mobile games up until like 6 weeks.
Because, man, if I could get Pokemon on my phone, I could entertain my child anywhere.
Okay, so probably a year or two, because Nintendo recently joined with DNA, like D-E and then N-A. Mm-hmm. To do mobile development, and DNA is a massive publisher, and so they're gonna contract out some of their games finally and start building mobile games with Nintendo properties. They're not doing ports specifically. They've said many times no ports, but that doesn't mean they can't do Pokemon iOS. Space Gray. Pokemon Space Gray.
No, it's true. I think part of the reason, too, is Pokemon is so tied up to the sales of DS consoles that I think they've been kind of hesitant to push that out to mobile phones. Because
it will
definitely reduce sales of DSs. But this Moonrise was actually pretty fun, and it was definitely the same kind of thing with collecting and I cannot find it on the App Store. Oh, maybe it's still in beta? Maybe I've led you guys all astray.
It's available in the Canadian store. Motherfucker.
Only Canadian? What?
It says the item you've requested is not currently available in the US store, but is available in the Canadian store.
All right.
Yes!
God.
So I was recommended this TV show called Lex. Have you ever watched Lex?
Netflix has recommended it to me, but it looks pretty terrifying.
Not the porny Lex.
Oh, okay.
Netflix, I think. Think it is
no,
different.
I'm pretty sure you're talking about the well, it's sort of porny. It's not just porny. It's in space, right?
Yeah, it's like some mid-90s, like, cheesy sci-fi
Who
thing.
Recommended Lex to you? I want to shake this person's hand because, okay, no one knows about Lex, and I've watched a lot of Lex.
Okay.
I really have.
Okay. Is that the same one that's on Netflix?
Quite possibly.
I was told to watch this show. That's all I know. And I tried to watch it. And then it looked like it was the wrong one. So then I found it on YouTube and started watching. And I only got like 20 minutes in because of baby yelling reasons. But I'm going to go back to it. And like the it starts like they're in like these weird like spaceships that look like sperm but like have scorpion stingers that they shoot guns out of. It's really weird.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's legs.
Okay. All right, that's the same one.
Yep. It's kind of it's adult sci-fi. So like one of the main characters was originally a sex slave and
okay, it says it's unavailable to stream. That's the problem.
Okay, yes, that's what it says on my Netflix. Well, yes, that is Lex. I really enjoyed Lex, but I was also in college and probably drunk.
yeah.
So given that, but it's the reason that I'm laughing is because, you know, we talked about Forever Night a few episodes ago, and the lead from Forever Night shows up in Lex quite a bit.
Oh my God, does he really?
Oh yes, Canadian television, my friend. Yes.
I haven't seen him in anything in years.
Yes, he's in Lex. I'm not... It's an acquired taste.
Well, you can find it on YouTube. I found at least the first few episodes on YouTube. So I will have watched them by the next time we talk.
I'm excited for that.
I want to talk about this. The other show I started watching that I want to talk about is iZombie. Have you watched that?
No, but people keep telling me to watch it.
Did you ever watch, like, Veronica Mars and Rob Thomas stuff?
Yes.
Okay. So iZombie is exactly Veronica Mars, except that the main character is a zombie instead of a teenager. Okay. And she like goes to a party and like gets turned into a zombie, I guess. And she like wakes up and is like, "Oh shit, I'm dead. I'm a zombie, but nobody knows. Except now I have white hair and I'm super pasty." And then she works in the morgue and she like eats dead people's brains and then gets their memories and like is a crime fighter. It's amazing.
But that's not okay.
No,
it's not a zombie.
Don't start
it's
down
not,
that road.
It's not a zombie movie or anything like that. It just uses zombies as like a tool to give this person a reason to be an outcast, because that's what Rob Thomas likes to do in his shows.
Okay.
It takes place in Seattle, though, and Leo lives in Seattle, so you should watch it.
Well, then! No, I have had a bunch of people recommend that to me, so I'll check it out. I started watching this weekend because I'm only telling you this because, obviously, I hate myself, is Pretty Little Liars, which is, like, Gossip Girl, but Gossip Girl's over now, so I need something new to fill the vapid, rich girl emptiness in my heart.
Isn't it, like, Gossip Girl mixed with Les Liaisons Dangereuses? It's kind of like there's like killing and death and...
There is, yeah. But they still, both shows still have like the omnipotent, I don't know, text nemesis that does things that could not actually be done in reality and text them about it. So, yeah. Okay, the first season, one of the girls, they're like 16. They're like, "Oh, I'm 16 now." And she's like in a relationship with her high school English teacher. Ooh. And the show is continually like, it's so romantic. And I'm like, no, this is a felony.
Yeah, that's a felony. Yeah.
it's like inappropriate relationships, the TV show. I don't know why I watch it. Well, that is why I watch it. That's why I watch it.
Yeah, seriously.
Pretty much.
I can't really throw stones. I watch The Blacklist because I could watch James Spader in amazing hats chewing the scenery all day long.
That's a good decision.
That's fair.
It's a super fun show, you guys. It's kind of like Underworld, where it's always fun to pick out the people who get the joke and the people who don't get the joke. And, like, James Spader gets the joke. He is the joke. It is the entirety of the joke. And it is so hilariously, amazingly over the top. Yancey Beckett is also in this show. Apparently he's typecast as grumpy older brother because he is grumpy FBI Esquire in this show and is hilarious all the time.
James Spader, like, Age of Ultron's coming out next month. And I actually am not that excited for it, but I would go to the theater just for 2 hours of James Spader, like...
Why aren't you excited for Age of Ultron?
I'm over superheroes.
Oh my God.
I'm done with them.
Jesus. Get out.
But the whole Marvel machine, I'm over it. I'm tired of superheroes. I'm bored.
Well, that's because you refused to watch
Winter Soldier. Oh yeah, you didn't watch Winter Soldier. Or Captain America. Did you like Captain America?
I have watched Winter Soldier. I watched it after the last time.
Did you watch Captain America? The first one?
No.
Well, what the fuck? How do you know what's happening?
Because I live with a nerd who explained everything as it was going.
See, here's the thing. I grew up in a DC house. DC, Marvel, they never the twain shall meet. Like, the Montagues and the Capulets are like, dude, simmer down. And even with that being said, I think these movies are so much fun. And everyone say, thanks, Jon Favreau, because without Jon Favreau, they wouldn't exist.
That is super true.
No, I'm over superheroes. I'm done with them. God. With the exception of Guardians of the Galaxy 2, because I just rewatched the first one, and that is legitimately good. So I will go see the second one. But you know what's coming out, which is awesome? It's the new Road Warrior movie.
No, I'm over Tom Hardy.
But that movie!
No.
Did you see the trailer?
No.
I got goosebumps.
No.
That's.
I don't think that's a movie you can remake. It's such a product of its time. I don't think there's a place for it as a new film.
I respect that, and I really wanted to hate this movie. And perhaps it's just me, but watching the trailers, I'm like, okay. Okay, you got me. Okay, I'll go. I'll be there. I'm pretty psyched for that. But Age of Ultron? Eh.
James Spader.
You're super wrong.
James Spader. And also, Mark Ruffalo's Hulk is amazing.
Yeah, Mark Ruffalo's awesome.
But they have them all planned out to, like, 2017 or something.
Yeah, and Guardians of the Galaxy is a big part of that.
Well, I'm over that, too, now, then.
You are such a hipster.
You're like, I enjoy myself too much when I watch this. I better not do that anymore.
Yeah. Oh, this is way too much fun. Other people will like this too, so I won't be special. Fuck that. Yeah, no.
But we just decided I did because I like Pacific Rim. You guys are very confusing. When will I win your love? I don't know.
Sometimes you get it one right, and usually you're wrong.
It's true. Ellie's got you there. I mean, even Ellie is right sometimes.
All
right.
Well, now that we have correctly dispensed with the everyone insult Lior's taste in things portion of the show.
Let's go watch Dead or Alive.
I think that means this show is over. That is the conclusion of this show if we're once again talking about Dead or Alive.
I'm going to bounce.
What?
No, don't ever say that
again. Oh my God. It's fucking Easter. It's an Easter pun. Come on.
Oh.
It's Easter.
That's an Easter pun?
It's Easter. I'm going to bounce. Like, I'm going to bounce away from here.
No.
People are the worst.
No, see, I thought you were trying to bounce dog and that just was not happening. Ellie, don't ever try that again.
Nope.
I'm going to bounce. That was a low point for this podcast. I'm just saying it.
Low because it wasn't bouncing?
You better hippity hop to it.
Oh! That is excellent.
Oh, you're both fired. And there's no pun. There's no pun in that.
Really?
Thank you, everyone, for listening.
We're hard-boiled.
Thank you,
everyone, for listening. Let's wrap it up.
Wow. That was actually not bad. That was not bad. You can find us online at leorblog.com/catcontextpodcast. I am on Twitter at Leors, LIORES. Arrow is on Twitter at Arrowlade. Ellie is on Twitter at That Angry Dwarf. And the whole show is on Twitter at catcontext. And yeah, that's it. Thanks everyone for listening and or watching. And we'll be back in 2 weeks to make up more stuff on the fly that we're going to talk about.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Hop, hop. Hop, bye, hop. Everybody. Bye.